build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
Appreciate that good prayer that Doug led us in a few moments ago. Appreciate those beautiful uplifting hymns that David led us in as we raised our voices in praise to our Almighty God. And appreciate the good reading of the scripture that Carlos just gave for us there from 1 Chronicles chapter 28. I'd like to encourage you to keep your Bibles open there to 1 Chronicles chapter 28 this morning. We're going to spend the majority of our time there looking, as Carlos pointed out, at that great advice that David gave to his son Solomon. And as a father, I am always looking for some good advice to give to my children in hopes that it will be of great benefit to them as they travel along life's journey and as I strive to bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And when I think about some great advice that needs to be shared with my children, I can't help but to think about the advice that David gave to his son Solomon that we find there in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 9 and 10. And there we learn about some great advice which David gave to his son Solomon. And you want to know something about that great advice? That great advice is some advice in which every father should share with their children today. And I want us to take some time just to look at some valuable lessons that we all would do well to take heed to, but also some good advice we need to be sharing with our children, as David shared with his son Solomon. So knowing that, let's begin there in 1 Chronicles 28 and in verse 9. And let's notice how David's advice to his son begins with the very important admonition of knowing God. Again, going back there to the text there in 1 Chronicles 28 and in verse 9, David says, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father." It's important to note here that to know denotes to regard, to have care for, to have trust in. And it simply implies a relationship with God that understands His character and His ways. Here, David, he not only advised Solomon to have that relationship with God, that relationship in which he knew God, that relationship in which he trusted God, but he also reminded him of the fact that he himself had that relationship with God. Did you catch that? There in verse number 9 when he says, "Know the God of your father." You see, David is simply informing Solomon of the fact that he himself has that relationship with God. And he wants his son Solomon to likewise pursue that kind of relationship with God that he has himself with God. And it's important that as parents that we instruct our children to likewise know God. We need to advise them to have that relationship with God that we ourselves have. And as a father, I want to advise my children to know God, to have that relationship with Him that I, as David also said, that he had with Him. And the importance of this is found there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse number 8. We see the importance of knowing God there, don't we? Remember what Paul said there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8? Those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be punished with everlasting destruction. You see the importance of advising our children to know God there? You do, don't you, BJ? It's there. And we need to be mindful of this admonition that David gave to his son Solomon. And we likewise need to advise our children to know God, being ever mindful of the consequences of not knowing God, as we see there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 8. But after David advised Solomon to know God, he goes on to advise him to serve God with a loyal heart and a willing mind. Again, it's important to note that this advice is a call for devotion and service to God. David is simply advising Solomon here to not only know God, but to also serve Him. And this advice here, when he tells him to serve God with a loyal heart and a willing mind, it's an admonition to be devoted in his service to God. The King James Version there, it reads, with a perfect heart. But with a perfect heart or a loyal heart, this involves the whole heart, a sound heart, a heart that is unimpaired. And it is simply denoting an undivided allegiance. It's denoting total commitment. And we need to be mindful of the fact, not only should we as servants of God serve Him with total commitment, with devotion, but we also need to be advising our children to do the same. And we need to be mindful that service, it is not real unless it is voluntary. Did you notice, not only did David advise Solomon to serve him with a perfect heart or a loyal heart in regard to that devotion and that commitment, but he also said with a willing mind. You know what that means? You know what that means? It means that he's got to want to do it. That's important. And we need to understand the importance of that and the fact that unless one is truly committed and willing to serve God, their service isn't going to be pleasing to Him, is it? And that's why we need to not only understand ourselves, but also advise our children of the need to serve God with a willing mind. Again, we need to serve the Lord our God with a loyal heart and a willing mind. And when I think about that, I think about the psalmist there in Psalm 100 and in verse 2. And what did the psalmist say? Serve the Lord how? With gladness. How you doing with that? How you doing with that? We need to be mindful of the need to be serving the Lord our God with gladness. We need to be mindful of the instruction that David gave to his son Solomon to serve God with a loyal heart and a willing mind. And we need to be sharing that with our children. And we need to do so. We need to serve God in a way that is acceptable with reverence and godly fear, as the Hebrews writer instructs us there in Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse number 28. But not only did David advise Solomon to know God and to serve God with a loyal heart and a willing mind, but he also advised Solomon of the fact that the Lord searches all hearts and understands the intents of the thoughts. Think about that. You see, simply put, David is advising Solomon of the fact that God is a searcher of the hearts of men. And without a doubt, God, He doesn't look at the outward appearance, does He? God doesn't look at the outward appearance, but where does God look? At the heart. We learn about that in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse number 7. And God, He is one who searches all hearts. And you want to know something? God, He will be able to see right through that insincere, half-hearted heart of man. We need to be mindful of that. We need to be mindful of that. And that's exactly what David is reminding Solomon of. That's why he's advising him of the fact that the Lord, He searches all hearts. He understands the intents of the thoughts. And when we properly understand that God, the God that we serve, that He is all-knowing, we will be better equipped to effectively serve Him as we should. You ever think about that? You ever think about the fact that the God that we serve, He's all-knowing? We remind our kids of that quite often. Of the fact that God sees what you're doing. He knows. And we need to be mindful of the fact ourselves that the God we serve, He is all-knowing. He sees everything. He knows everything. He knows. Knows our thoughts. He sees what we do. And when we understand that, it's going to help us be better equipped to serve Him as we should. This could be further emphasized there in Jeremiah chapter 17. Turn your Bibles there for a moment to Jeremiah 17. But here in Jeremiah 17 and in verse 10, this can be further emphasized in the fact that the Lord Himself said, I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Think about that. Think about that. Be mindful of that. Understand, as David advised Solomon, that the Lord searches all hearts and understands the intents of the thoughts. And never forget, as the Lord Himself stated there, that He searched the heart, test the mind, and He's going to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. That's important. And not only do we need to know that, we also need to advise our children of that. Again, we need to remember and always be mindful of the fact that God, He sees and knows all. And to better illustrate that, I remind us of these words of the Hebrew writer found there in Hebrews chapter 4. And there in Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse number 13, notice these inspired words. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, that being the Lord our God. There's no creature hidden from His sight. But all things are what? Naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Remember that and teach that to your children. Let them know that God sees and knows all. But David also went on to advise his son there in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and in verse number 9 of the need to seek God. And he told him, if you seek Him, He will be found by you. You see, seeking God is to be an active pursuit. We must actively seek God. And David informed his son that when you do, He will what? He'll be found. He'll be found by you. Again, this can be further emphasized there, going back to Jeremiah. And turn back there with me to Jeremiah. But going back there to Jeremiah chapter 29, I want you to notice what the Lord our God says about this. About seeking Him. And here in Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse number 13 beginning. We see here where the Lord our God says, and you will seek Me and find Me. When? When you search for Me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity. So here God is reminding His people of old of the fact that if you seek Me and you seek Me with your whole heart, you'll find Me. I will be found by you, the Lord said. We need to be reminded of that. We need to be reminded of the need to actively, continually be one who seeks God. We need to be teaching our children to do the same. And we need to understand that the Lord, He has to be sought if He is going to be enjoyed. You ever think about that? The Lord has to be sought if He is going to be enjoyed. When I think about that, I'm mindful of James' instruction there in James chapter 4 and verse number 8. Remember what James said? Draw near to God and He will what? Draw near to you. We've got to do our part in seeking it all. In drawing near to God. Knowing that if we do so, He will be found by us. He will draw near to us. And again, we need to be teaching our children to do that. Again, we need to seek the Lord while He may be found. Isaiah 55 and in verse 6. And we need to understand that the Lord our God, He is not far from us. As Paul informed there in Acts chapter 17. And may we never forget that God, He is a rewarder of those who what? Diligently seek Him. A rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse number 6. But on the flip side of that coin, David advised Solomon, if you forsake God, He will cast you off forever. You see, forsaking God is presented as a conscious turning away from Him. And sadly, there are many today who fail to seek God, but rather they forsake Him. Sadly, many today do that. I hope you got a bulletin article this morning. In our bulletin this morning, we have an article put in there about why so many of our young people today are not faithfully serving the Lord. And sadly, it seems that there are many young people today who are failing to faithfully serve the Lord. Sadly, there are too many today who are choosing to forsake the Lord our God. And David here, he advises Solomon that if you choose to forsake God, and by the way, that's a choice. You got the choice. You can either seek Him or you can forsake Him. Choice is yours. But David advised Solomon that if you forsake God, there's going to be consequences. There's going to be consequences of that. We need to be advising our children of the very same thing. We need to advise them that they have the choice to seek God, to serve God, to obey God, or to forsake Him. And if they choose the latter, there's going to be consequences of that choice. Again, we must realize the dangers and consequences of forsaking God. Go back there with me one more time to the book of Jeremiah. And there in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 5, notice here this warning. Here in Jeremiah 17 and verse 5, thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. That's serious, isn't it? Very serious. And again, the consequence that David lays out for Solomon here in 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9 is being cast off forever. Again, this emphasizes the seriousness of forsaking God. There will be implications of doing so. There's going to be consequences. And again, the seriousness of making the choice to distance oneself from God can again be found there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Those who don't know God, those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, what did Paul say is going to happen to them?
they will be punished with everlasting destruction. Serious, isn't it? And not only do we need to be reminded of that, not only do we need to be reminded of the consequences of forsaking God, but we also need to be teaching that to our children. Brethren, may we all hold on to this advice of David, and let's seek to apply it, and let's seek to share this advice with others. And as fathers, just as David advised his son about these things, may we likewise do the same. Maybe there's one here this morning who has not yet submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will. You have an opportunity to do that this very hour. For you have heard the word of God. And if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you can repent of your sins, you can confess Jesus Christ, and you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Titus chapter 1 and verse number 2. And then may we all always remember the need to continue to keep on keeping on. The need to continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there's one here this morning who's already submitted himself in obedience to the Lord and His will, but maybe you haven't been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight, narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God, ask Him for His forgiveness. Get back on that straight, narrow path that leads to life this very hour while you still have that opportunity to do so. And if there would be one here this morning, if you accept the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever your name may be, won't you let that need be made known now while making your way toward the front while we stand and sing the song David selected.